Life, they say, is full of ups and downs, and as others put it, the one who is laughing today may as well be in tears tomorrow. This adage says all about the atmosphere of fear, panic and anxiety that continue to cloud the country after incidents of earth tremor in Abuja, which experts say could happen anywhere in the country, because unregulated exploration and exploitation of mineral resources across Nigeria may have destabilized the foundation of the country. Before now, Nigerians thought their country stood on a solid rock that could not be shaken. So for years, they saw devastating earthquakes in the Philippines, Japan, and other countries as totally alien. This is how a member of the House of Representatives, Mr. Johnson Oguma from Edo State, reacted to the Abuja earth tremor when he raised it on the matter of urgent public importance.
Mr. Speaker, recent happenings between September and October in Papeete, Metamma opened the eyes of Nigerians. Before now, it assumed that due to the location of Nigeria, that such things were hardly expected. But unfortunately, it has become an eye-opener to us that we need to take some certain measures to forestall for the occurrence of earth tremor, because the disaster may be very, very fatal.
Whether for necessity or pride, Nigerians have for decades massively been sinking boreholes, ignorant of the consequences of the environment, like inducing earthquakes, as revealed by investigations of the Abuja earth tremor. But according to the lawmaker, Mr. Oguma, borehole drilling by Nigerians was simply because governments have failed to do the needful by providing public water to the masses.
The drilling of boreholes all over Nigeria, you know, before now, we had hard central water system connected to homes, streets, but you now discover that all over Nigeria now boreholes are everywhere. Like in Lagos, you discover some tenants have their own private boreholes in the compound where you have almost 6 flats. So all those things need to be regulated, and we need to at least quickly call on the relevant agencies to stand up to the responsibility.
Mr. Guma's position was upheld by another lawmaker, Mr. Waji Abiante, who called for a holistic approach to address environmental disasters due to drilling activities nationwide.
Let us be frank with ourselves. If people don't drill boreholes, where would they have survived from? We have not been able to provide water for ourselves. Even areas where they were, they are no longer functional. We simply have to rise up to the challenges that we have before us.
That unregulated extraction of groundwater through incessant borehole drilling could expose the country to earth tremor and even full-blown earthquake is like a prophecy fulfilled after a former Minister of Water Resources, Mrs. Sarah Ochekpe, raised the alarm during her tenure. However, in spite of the inherent dangers, Lagosians say they still cannot do without borehole. A visit to Amukoku in Ifelodu Council, which is one of the lowbrow areas in Lagos State, sights of people carrying different sizes, shapes, and colors of jerrycans in search of water were common. In this area, water business is still a serious one, with people, particularly landlords, taking advantage of non-availability of public water supply to enrich themselves, selling water from boreholes that are in every nook and cranny of the neighborhoods there. This is how a resident reacted to the situation.
It's for the state government to invest more money and make sure that their pipe-borne water gets to every nook and cranny of the state.
But this is not peculiar to Amukoko, as other parts of Lagos, from Orile to Maitu, Mazamaza to Oshodi, Maitu to Ikorodu, and so forth. Most houses are without water supplies, thereby forcing occupants to patronize commercial boreholes year in, year out. Outside Lagos, reports say about half of the populace in Nigeria, representing an estimated 100 million people, have no access to public water and depend on other sources, including boreholes, for their potable water. Condemning the fact that Nigerians still grapple with water scarcity, the president, Association of Nigerian Geographers, Professor Adamu Tanko, stated that at least the Federal Ministry of Water Resources should regulate the drilling of boreholes using existing laws.
If the government can give adequate provision, then individuals have no reason why they should go about sinking boreholes. And then government should also be able to see that the boreholes that are going to be sunk, people get permission to sink them, and it's already been legislated upon.
Professor Tanko throws light on other devastating consequences of boreholes.
We are actually overdrawing this resource, and that is causing a lot of dryness. What it does is it causes drought occurrence, and then of course you're causing some voids, which result in some of these shakes that people call mini earthquakes or earth tremor that we have all over the place.
It is the general opinion of experts that in addressing water problem, the way to go is public water, which is still available to some people through water corporations. In view of that, respondents called on government to urgently expand water infrastructures in line with the present population of the country. In Lagos, Innocent Onoh for Radio Nigeria.